stars, Mitch Fortner, Tyler Dreiling, and John Kurtz, as we play the star-studded Big Money Match Game.
All right, it is match game time. Hour two of the show, 525. Stan Weber will join us to talk spring football, but we're not going to be as serious here right now because it is the match game and because we are coming into this after having spent the break looking at a list here of the emojis that women will and won't respond to, apparently, when you text them. So there's important things happening here in this half of the studio. If you were curious, women don't like the eggplant emoji. Men don't like the ring emoji.
Both of them.
File those under the least surprising thing we've heard today.
Mitch, do you have emojis on your phone?
I do. Okay. I don't use them too often.
Okay.
Yeah, you don't seem like an emoji kind of guy.
No.
But you are a match game kind of guy, right?
Yes, love it.
All right, it's time for the match game. It is like the old school game show, if you're not familiar. I'm the host today, so I'm coming up with three fill-in-the-blank questions. Tyler and Mitch have to guess the answer. If they guess correctly, they get a point at the end of three questions. Whoever has the most points wins. I also have a tiebreaker in the event that we need to do that. And that will be just a number that you have to guess, so hopefully that will break the tie. Are we ready to go?
Yep.
Ladies and gentlemen.
Let's do it.
Okay. All right. First up here, the Royals not played good baseball so far. The first Royals starting pitcher to pick up an official win this year will be blank. So not just their pitching and the Royals win the game, but they get a win actually credited to them.
Okay. Let's see. So what are the three that we've got? Vargas tonight.
Vargas tonight.
Duffy tomorrow.
Duffy tomorrow. Carnes after that.
Okay.
Then Ian Kennedy and Jason Hamill, if you're curious. If you need a five-day forecast here for Royals starting pitchers.
I hope not.
Yeah, but the way things are going, I figured I would go ahead and give you all five. You know what I suppose? I should have just left it like it. You need to go beyond that. You could even specify. Jason Vargas' next start, not this one. You guys ready?
Yeah,
I'm ready.
Okay.
All right, so I'm supposed to give you my answer, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Despite the fact that he is opposed by Dallas Keuchel, who went seven scoreless innings and allowed just two hits in his first start, I'm going to go ahead and double down on Danny Duffy and say that Danny Duffy is the first Royals pitcher to pick up an actual win in his own personal win column.
All right.
Did Mitch. Anybody have Danny Duffy? Let's go with Mitch's answer first.
You know, I was a big Duffman fan back then. I'm worried about this Royals offense right now, but I had to go with Danny Duffy on this one.
Hey, all right, Mitch is on the board.
And make it two. We got two of them.
I should have thrown out there, you know what? I should have thrown out there that he was going to pitch against Dallas Keuchel before the question because I feel like that might have scared you guys off.
No, I knew that he was going against Keuchel, but he's the guy that you got to trust the most right now out of anyone the Royals are sending out there, both starter and reliever, in all honesty.
That's basically the logic behind this for me. Everything else just seems so up in the air. Got to go with the most proven commodity. All right, so we're tied 1-1 here on the match game after one question. Question number two. We spent a lot of time earlier this week talking about the quarterbacks and in particular the predicament that Alex Delton finds himself in. But both he and Skylar Thompson have a big opportunity in the spring game. So the most impressive quarterback in K-State's spring game on April 22nd will be blank.
I think this is pretty easy.
Me too. There's not many guys to choose from right now.
Yeah. Right, but I am putting this question out there with a very obvious answer. Would I be trying to deceive you?
Right, that's the only thing.
Would I be trying to deceive you?
That's, I don't know.
John, you're really not a tricky guy.
You don't think so?
Not a hard guy to figure out.
I hope that logic overcomes you just trying to trick us, because it should be an easy answer, I think.
Plus, this is interesting because you're bringing up this question a couple weeks before the spring game.
I try and do it on things we've talked about throughout the week, and one of those was the quarterback situation.
We're locked in.
Jesse Ertz. Locked in?
Yep.
Ready to go? Well, this was a trick question, ladies and gentlemen.
Oh, my gosh.
Because the most impressive quarterback that K-State is going to have at their spring game, who will be physically at their spring game, is Jesse Ertz.
Oh, my goodness.
So the correct answer here was Jesse Ertz.
Can you give him the buzzer, please?
You know what? I am, because he's probably not going to even play.
Well, I know, but he's going to be – he will be there at the spring game.
How's he going to be effective?
Well, he is the most impressive quarterback.
Are the women going to scream when he walks out onto the field?
He's the most impressive quarterback on the roster. You know what? You just called me not a tricky guy, Mitch. Joke's on you, my friend.
All right.
The trick was played on you.
I think both of us probably have the same answer here.
I put Alex Delton.
Oh, wow.
Oh, wow.
No, I thought the easy answer was Thompson because the quarterback run game does not get utilized in a spring game, and so it's more of a game for quarterbacks that are gunning it all over the yard, which is certainly more Thompson's forte.
I thought I was going with the tricky answer here, but apparently.
Oh, yeah. I thought that he might go Delton.
If you want to know the truth, do you guys want to know the truth here?
Sure.
The truth is I had thought about making Jesse Ertz the answer. I had then switched it to Skylar Thompson, but then when Mitch taunted me, I went back to the Jesse Ertz answer.
Yes. Okay.
So that was all to spite Mitch.
All right.
You're the one that should be mad because it would be 2-1 you.
Yeah.
If not for Mitch getting a little mouthy.
Why are you changing your answers mid-game?
Because I'm the host.
Yeah,
that's what
I
can do. What I want.
He's got the rules.
I've got the power, my friend.
Still all right. Tied 1-1.
Tied 1-1 after two questions here on the star-studded big money match game. I wonder if that ever happened in the actual match game. Question number three. We'll see if this will break the tie. It's National Beer Day today, which we will talk about later at 5:40. What will I be celebrating with on National Beer Day? Fill in the blank.
They don't really make your beer anymore, do they?
Well, yes. Rest in peace, Coors Radler. I Googled it last night, actually, just to see if there was any shot. It's going back in 2017. I can find no evidence of it.
I did see
it. That it is a travesty.
I saw a commercial this week for a new kind of Radler that's coming out. I can't remember who's making it, but I thought of you, and if I see some in the store, I'll pick it up.
So you definitely hang out with Tyler more than me. I don't really recall what your drink is. This is tough.
I'm not real confident in this, but I feel like I've got to go this direction.
I don't think you get too fancy either.
You don't think I'm fancy? Well, maybe now I'm going to change my answer to, I don't know what, like, the fanciest beer is that I could. What was that one? There, like, a San Adams or something that was, like, 60% alcohol or something that cost a whole bunch of money?
Oh, that would be horrible.
All right. National Beer Day. What will I be celebrating with? I'm going to be generous here. I'm feeling very generous. There are, like, three or four choices that I would accept as answers that all fall under the category of shandies. Because, like, I really like the Shandy Radler. Shandy or Radler. Mm-hmm. I guess I would put it at that. Shandy/Radler. So, if you have the Sam Adams Porch Rocker, if you have the Lemon Shandy Shock Top, that's a favorite of mine. What was the third one? If you have the Boulevard Radler that they have out there. That is another one.
So four acceptable answers, it sounds like.
Yeah, there are multiple acceptable answers here.
Well, I do spend some time around you when we're having beer, but it is always the very simple Bud Light Pounder.
Oh,
okay.
It is. That's just a fact.
Well,
and right now, this time of year, you can't find those.
Well, my options are limited.
You can't find the pound or the shandies right now.
When I'm at a bar, the options are limited. this is not necessarily being at a bar.
Well, let me give you my thought process for this. I was thinking about John Kurtz at the bar. No offense, you're kind of cheap. You're not the type of guy that wants to. You're probably not going to spend $6 on a beer,
there.
$5 or $6 on a beer, in John Kurtz style. I went another direction, basically the same as Tyler. I went Coors Light.
Yes.
Because you are a Coors Light Rattler guy, so.
Well, I can understand the logic just moving down from the Rattler, but I'm not really the biggest Coors Light fan in the world. If I gotta go with one of those, I'm going the BL route.
Yeah.
I can't, Tyler. We talked in the office.
Oh, I know.
And I mentioned for sure the Porch Rocker.
Wow. So you guys tried to cheat and it still didn't work.
Well, I did not.
Again, I was thinking about it from the perspective of, A, it's hard to find Radlers this time of year, and B, I was thinking that he would be, quote-unquote, celebrating National Beer Day at a bar and not with your choice beer or whatever.
There are signs at multiple liquor stores here in town, my friend, that say it's Radler season.
Oh.
So it is not all that hard.
By the way, gentlemen, right Orlando, Florida, the Summer Shandy, the ones from Wisconsin, I can't remember the brand.
Line and Google.
Year-round. down there. It's
pretty awesome. That's the commercial that I saw.
Okay.
Yeah.
Those are all right. They're a step below everything else that I just mentioned. Well, we're still tied at one. We need a tiebreaker. This is not the greatest tiebreaker in the world because there's still a decent enough chance that you guys tie. But how many games will the Royals win this weekend in Houston? Okay.
So there's a 25% chance here.
I'm locked in, ready to win the game here.
This for all the marbles.
How many points?
What do you mean, how many points?
How many points officially?
Well, it's worth like 10.
10?
Well, it doesn't really matter. I mean, sure, it doesn't. Usually, the reason we'll specify some points here is when I'm trying to really shake it up, which, again, I've done in the past to try and
just want to know if I'm going to win 11-1 or 5-1.
You know what? It's worth 1,000 points.
1,000 points.
Mitch, we're tied at one. This is worth 1,000 points.
It'll be the biggest margin of victory ever in match game history.
Thank you, Drew Carey, for making it worth 1,000 points, and the points don't matter. Mitch, if we're still tied after this, we're going to penalty kicks, just so you know.
Okay.
That's fair enough. I don't think this is a must-win series necessarily for the Royals, but I do think we'd all feel a lot better if they got a victory. So one is the correct answer here. We'll take one victory this weekend for the Royals. Mitch, all right, are we going in for the tie here? Tyler's got one. You guys tied. No. That's great. Are you going to play the music? I think I won.
Is this a group victory?
I think I won. That's what happens. You guys tie, that means I won. Give me the music. Hey! That's a first, ladies and gentlemen. The host has never won the match game, but it just happened today. It just happened today.
Mitch and I are both the Teddy Roosevelts of the president's race right now.
And it's all because Mitch taunted me about not being... What was it? What did you say to me?
You shouldn't be easily intimidated, John.
Well, I wasn't intimidated.
It's about Skylar Thompson, Alex, the quarterback.
Yeah, but you thought I wasn't tricky.
That's what deprived me of a victory. Tricky.
That's why I went with Alex Delton. I thought that was a home run trick shot.
It did deprive you of victory.
Yep.
Tyler's the one that's got beef here.
Yep.
All right. Well, that's two in a row, actually. If you recall, I won the match game last week as well. 5:10, we'll talk some K-State basketball. 5:25, Stan Weber from the K-State Sports Network will be on the show to talk spring football. Speaking of the Royals, what should we expect from them this weekend? We'll talk about it next here on the game.